ABC Radio Australia.
Countless aircraft were shot down over Papua New Guinea during the Second World War. Many of them are now valued cultural artifacts for local and landowners. However, they're also highly valuable for overseas collectors, as landowners in Oro Province learned in 2006 when her famed World War II bomber was salvaged and removed from their land without compensation. Now, after 20 years, the campaign is underway to have it returned to what should have been its final resting place. Kyle Evans reports.
Provisional landowner Ian Jujiro chuckles when he tells the story today. But his grandfather wasn't laughing when a B-17 bomber crash-landed a short distance from his village during the Second World War.
It was, you know, that time it was in the war, and they were, you know, scared. And they were hiding, and that plane just, you know, landed in their, you know, land.
The plane crashed not too far from the Kokoda track in 1942 in Papua New Guinea's Oro province. For years, it captivated locals, as well as Australian soldiers who nicknamed it the Swamp Ghost, after spotting the plane whilst on a training exercise in 1972.
When we were, you know, growing up, they used to, you know, tell stories about that plane. And we usually go, you know, see that plane. Sometimes we really wanted to, you know, just go around and see the, you know, plane relic. It was untouched. It was there.
Private collectors, however, saw dollar signs. Efforts to salvage Swamp Ghost began in the 80s. Then in 2006, a permit was issued to an Australian, Robert Greinert. He had a reputation for this sort of work. In fact, a parliamentary inquiry estimated he's taken 24 aircraft from PNG at an estimated value of $20 million. Swamp Ghost became one of them.
They came in aggressive. They don't want, you know, landowners or, you know, surrounding villages to, you know, come and buy and, you know, look what they were doing. They just, you know, took it off.
By law, war wrecks are the property of the landowner on which it rests, as well as the PNG government. Each are entitled to compensation if relics are removed by overseas salvors. Yet somehow a deal was struck to ship the Swamp Ghost to the US, and landowners, like Mr. Jujiro, say they never received a cent.
They promised that funding would be, you know, divided among state, provincial government, and landowners. And nothing happened. That's why I really wanted the Swamp Ghost to be back in the province of Papua New Guinea.
By the time Australian documentary crew 60 Minutes heard about it in 2015, the plane was on display in the Pearl Harbor Aviation Museum in Hawaii.
I know that you don't want to do an interview, but there are some very serious allegations that we want to put to you.
There are some very serious allegations about your behaviour as well.
Where have all the planes gone, Mr. Greinert?
That was 10 years ago. Now a fresh push is underway to have the Swamp Ghost returned to PNG 20 years after it was taken.
I'm working on how we can bring that plane back, because that property is the property of Papua New Guinea.
That's Oro Province Governor Gary Juffa.
However, it was taken across there by an Australian character who basically came in and identified all these World War II aircraft, and then he found ways to ship them across abroad.
Governor Juffa remembers the Swamp Ghost all too well. He was Commissioner of Customs when the plane was salvaged.
An NEC decision was put together by politicians who said, no, it's okay because we'll get a replica plane. That replica plane hasn't arrived.
Last month, Governor Juffa penned a letter to PNG's US ambassador in hopes of getting the process started. In the meantime, he hopes to look at ways to strengthen laws to ensure landowners don't get hoodwinked by overseas treasure hunters, many of whom are contractors who help governments like the US and New Zealand find wrecks and repatriate remains. Justin Talon from Pacific Wrecks is one of them. He says the industry is a bit like the Wild West.
There are people all over the world willing to bend and break rules to acquire these aircraft at any price. They're worth millions of dollars.